Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Best Friends Animal Society and the Polk County Sheriff's Office Animal Services have come together to save vulnerable kittens through a new shelter diversion and foster program. Kittens brought into Polk County Animal Services or found without mothers by the public will be fostered by local volunteers until they are old enough to be spayed or neutered and adopted, which is typically around 2 months or 2 pounds. Through this new program, the group hopes to save 500 kittens by December 31st. Foster families, transport drivers, and adoption ambassadors are needed for the new program. Those interested in helping can email fosterpolk@bestfriends.org for more information. The email again is fosterpolk, P-O-L-K, at bestfriends.org. Your local events, two great events happening this Friday. The Ladies Ministries of Faith Temple Ministries Church of God will be hosting their annual Spring Yard Sale on Friday, April 30th and Saturday, May 1st, starting at 8 a.m. Lots of good items, so stop by and find a bargain. And they will also have pulled pork dinners for sale. For $10, you can get a full-size pulled pork meal to enjoy. Pickup is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Friday, and you can call your orders in right now to 863-773-3800 or 863-773-9255. Your jobs here in the area, Alpha General Services is looking for an RTM manager, a high school diploma, or GED, and 1 year of RTM manufacturing experience are preferred. Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred, and Ecotech Environmental is looking for a nursery supervisor. A driver's license is required, and individuals with bilingual fluency are encouraged to apply. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather reporting and forecast, plus today's agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 87, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 16. The humidity is slightly humid at 46%. Dew points 59, the cloud cover is 11%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 60s with southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The gradual reopening of restaurants, schools, and other facilities brings changes for farmers who had sold crops to food service outlets. Sales abruptly halted a year ago due to the pandemic, and many farmers shifted to sell subscription food boxes or other alternatives. Now they're having to decide how strong those markets will remain when restaurants and cafeterias reopen. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service announced the termination of 10 U.S. consumer standards that are obsolete and impede the effective marketing of specialty crops. AMS is terminating the consumer standards for Italian sprouting broccoli, fresh carrots, celery stalks, husked corn on the cob, fresh kale, fresh spinach leaves, Brussels sprouts, fresh parsnips, fresh turnips, and beet greens. U.S. grade standards are voluntary and provide the specialty crop industry with a uniform language for describing the quality and condition of commodities in the marketplace. The pandemic took its toll on the meatpacking industry, with infection rates at meatpacking plants causing some to slow or even shut down last spring. According to AgWeb.com, the new study from the University of California, Davis estimates 334,000 cases are attributable to packing plants and resulted in more than $11 billion in economic damage. Researchers also found beef and pork processing plants more than doubled per capita infection rates in counties where the plants are located.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Cattle ranchers are always looking for that perfect balance between healthy cow and high-value carcass, no matter if they are finished here in the Southeast or sent to a lot in the Midwest. For decades, Matt Perrier from Delbanks Angus Ranch in Kansas has sent in breeding records to the American Angus Association to inform fertility tools that predict heifer pregnancy and other maternal traits, ensuring that calf health and meat quality are of high importance for the end product.
That's one thing we've tried to do, is put selection pressure on both of those: cow fertility, early breed back, low nutrition amounts, and acceptable performance in those cattle, and yet still have above average marbling, above average ribeye area, and above average performance.
It takes work and focus, and a study of the numbers for a high quality calf that leads to a high quality cut.
It's not easy to make sustained progress in multiple traits regardless. So I don't subscribe to the theory that you've either got to have high carcass value cattle that are poor maternal or high maternal cattle that don't grow and don't grade. I think we can have acceptable, if not above average, levels of both. But I do think that if you just pick one of those, maternal or carcass value, and don't pay attention to the other, there's no doubt you will have one without the other.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Stocks in the red. At mid-morning on Wall Street, investors are now focusing on this week's Federal Reserve meeting, and they're looking for assurances that interest rates will be kept ultra-low. Charged up by strong sales of its electric cars and SUVs, Tesla, reporting its seventh straight profitable quarter.
The company made $438 million in the three-month period that ended March 31st. Its sales more than doubled the same period last year to nearly 185,000 vehicles. Once again, the company needed regulatory credits purchased by other automakers in order to make a profit.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Home prices rose in February at the fastest pace in almost 7 years. Prices were up almost 12% from 1 year earlier. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the NBA last night, the Pistons beat the Hawks 186. Lakers over the Magic 114-103. Sixers down the Thunder 121-90. Spurs outlast the Wizards in overtime 146-143. Raptors beat the Cavaliers 112-96. Suns snapped the Knicks 9-game win streak 118-110. Bulls over the Heat 110-102. Pelicans beat the Clippers 120-103. Timberwolves rally beat the Jazz 105-104. Nuggets over the Grizzlies 120-96. And the Mavericks fall to the Kings 113-106. Baseball, Royals beat the Tigers. Indians over the Twins. Orioles beat the Yankees. A's edge the Rays. Angels down the Rangers, Astros over the Mariners, Braves beat the Cubs, Marlins shut out the Brewers, Phillies beat the Cardinals, Giants pound the Rockies into a shutout, 12-0, and the Reds beat the Dodgers. This is SRN Sports. Turner Sports and the National Hockey League agreed on a 7-year contract that includes 3 Stanley Cup finals. The NHL will now have 2 network partners in the United States for the first time since the 1998-99 season. It's also going to get more money. This season, the NHL received $350 million in broadcast revenue from NBC and Disney streaming services. The upcoming deals will average $635 million per year. Sean Lee is retiring after the linebacker spent all of his 11 mostly injury-plagued seasons with the Dallas Cowboys. The 34-year-old is the 8th in team history with 995 tackles. He led all NFL linebackers through his first 6 seasons, despite missing all of 2014 after tearing a knee ligament in the offseason. A second-round pick out of Penn State in 2010, Lee is 4th among Dallas linebackers with 14 interceptions. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, a healthy sleep not only makes your life longer, but it also shortens the workday. I say that's a win for all of us. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks.
or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.